The plan has been marked by a turf war between hunters and snowmobilers. The Department of Natural Resources initially called for the hunt to be the second week of December on land north of Highway 8. The hope was that this would help cull overpopulated deer herds. Morris Nelson with the Statewide Snowmobilers Association says the hunt could hurt his sport. He fears landowners would close off trails in the interest of protecting hunters.
You know, our issue is the landowners are God, and if they want to hunt and they don't want you on that land, then we stay away, you know. I mean, you take care of your landowner. Without them, we're nothing.
The plan had appeared dead this year. Two other legislative panels wanted to reschedule the hunt to an earlier time. The DNR wouldn't go along, saying that would have defeated the purpose. Fred Hoffman is a hunter from DeForest. He says it's impossible to find a compromise that will suit everyone, but he thinks hunters and snowmobilers should be forced to give this a shot. He told lawmakers at a public hearing that they could learn from a lesson his mother taught him and his sister when they were kids.
You know, we'd be sitting there fighting, and sooner or later Mom will have us sitting on the couch holding hands until we got along. Basically, I believe what you guys need to do is tell the snowmobilers and the hunters that we're going to try this for 2 years. You guys are going to sit on that couch together, and after we get done with those 2 years, we'll see if there are any problems, and we'll get those problems worked out.
The legislature's Administrative Rules Committee ultimately voted to try the plan for 1 year. It would be up to the DNR whether that's feasible and whether it wants to go along. It has until the end of the week to decide. The extra December hunt could kill about 10,000 deer. Statewide, hunters kill about a 500,000 deer every year in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.